Canada, Muslim teacher told to remove hijab under Quebec secularism law. By Chris Tomlinson on September 12, 2019. A Muslim teacher has been told to remove her hijab or be turned away from a position under the province's new secularism law. Catherine Beauvais-St-Pierre, president of the Alliance of Teachers of Montreal, said that at least one new teacher in the province was told by her school board to remove her hijab or not be hired, CBC reports. According to Beauvais-St-Pierre, the new law, which bans public sector workers from wearing religious symbols such as hijabs, turbans, or crucifixes in the workplace, opens the door to certain consequences. She added that the law comes as many school boards across the province face labor shortages, saying that many of the teachers could end up in the private sector as the law does not cover private schools. According to the Pointe-à-Lille School Board, CSPI, located in Montreal, two teachers were not hired because they refused to take off their religious attire. Education Minister Jean-François Roberge, a member of the ruling populist conservative coalition Avenir Québec, CAQ/Future Coalition of Québec, defended the law saying, "The law is the law, and we will apply the law. Each school board has the obligation to apply the law." While the secularism law is the first of its kind in Canada, such laws are not uncommon in certain countries in Europe, particularly France, where state secularism, known in France as laicite, is the norm and religious symbols are banned for public school teachers as well. The push for secularism in Quebec has been contrasted, according to anthropologist Geraldine Moser, by a rise in non-religious young people adopting Islamic customs, primarily women in Montreal. Moser claims that many of the women refrain from eating pork and even celebrate Ramadan, saying, sometimes they do it in solidarity with their Muslim friends. Those who do not go to conversion see Muslim practices as personal development, such as yoga or meditation. The question of whether they might be pressured to conform to Islamic norms in certain areas does not appear to have received extensive consideration. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.